B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's get to our next guest. We're celebrating 7-6 day, Sixer Day, on the calendar. And joining us, one of our hometown heroes, who's gone on to do big, big things at ESPN, our man, Kevin Negandhi, joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev, what's up, my brother?
What's up, cuz? Yeah, good to talk to you, buddy. I hope everything's well. I hope the family's safe and healthy.
Yeah, you too, man. What's it been like up there?
Surreal. So it's been now 3 months. You're on a campus that's bustling, that's got, you know, hundreds of people everywhere that love sports, that are passionate. And, you know, that March, end of March, beginning of April, I would see maybe six people on campus.
Wow.
All day. And so it was very surreal, and that continued. And I got to give a ton of credit to Disney ESPN, because they made everything where you're not allowed on campus unless you have a reason to be on campus. Like, you need a letter from your boss. And they've created an environment where you feel safe and comfortable. But it is very weird to see your co-anchor literally 6-7 minutes before you go on the air. That's the first time you're seeing them, because, you know, you guys are you're at separate workstations. But you keep the communication. We've got people working on the show that are home. I got to give our content group so much credit, Ant. Like, you know, you understand, like, trying to create content on a daily basis when there are no sports.
It's tough. Yeah.
It is beyond tough. And for us to
do 3-hour
shows. Yeah, on a daily basis. That's a credit to our crew. They do a great job with that.
How do you look at, before we get, because I'm curious about your thoughts on the Sixers and everything, but I do want to ask you about football, and because I was talking to some guys and some coaches, and they're very worried about starting this season. And I don't see it. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I think it either gets pushed back. College, by the way, I think starts in spring. And I think they push the NFL back. What are you hearing? Anything there?
So you hear a variety of things. It's obviously a fluid situation. And you know as much as I do, where you can hear what people are saying. But anybody making a prediction where they're like, this is what's going to happen,
exactly,
they don't know what they're doing. But I can tell you that last weekend was the first time where I said, I'm below 50% on whether we're going to have football this year. And I thought for a fact we would have it in this calendar year. And I'm talking about the NFL. I'm at like 90% in my gut that if we do have football, it's going to be maybe 2 months and that's it. And then they got to figure it out. If you look at the way the NFL schedule is too, it is jam-packed the first 6 to 7 weeks of superstar versus superstar when you look at some of the tasty matchups, and there are plenty of them. And when you look at the first 6 weeks, when the schedule was first released, I was like, whoa, this is, I mean, they front-loaded this thing, and I think they did it for a reason, right? If they have to play a certain amount of games, let's play the best games up front, right? And usually we're used to seeing some of the big matchups on the back end of the season, but they're opening up with Breeze versus Brady, right? And then you see the whole triangle of Lamar, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson. They're facing each other the first 3 weeks. There's a reason, I think, for that, or at least when they decide to put the schedule together. As for college, I as a guy that loves college football, that is passionate about it, that is, you know, closely connected with it, with what I do on ABC on the weekends, I don't know how they can protect these institutions where thousands of kids are going to be roaming around there. And I shouldn't even say kids, young adults from 18 to 22. And we were all 18 to 22, and we all felt like we were indestructible and we could do anything. It's not about, I think it's not about just, hey, the moment, living in the moment. It's, okay, what are going to be the ramifications afterwards? And I don't think we're in that point where people are caring about it. I mean, some do, but you can't control thousands of people on campus. You just can't. And I don't know if we're going to have a season. If we do, here's my biggest fear, Ant. I think you're going to see a big division with the Power Five and the Group of Five.
Yep.
The Power Five will get their games, their conference games in, And if that's maybe a 6 to 8 game schedule, I don't know what you're going to say to the group of five and all the other smaller schools and how they're going to try to figure it out when it comes to travel, logistics, justification, the cost. But the Power Fives, the schools like Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Florida, when you look at the teams that they got coming back, Penn State, listen, all of them feel like we can win the national championship this year. Why are we going to look at potentially a spring when many of these kids, like a Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, can say, why am I going to try to play this season in the spring when I could just jump to the NFL, right? So that is a huge issue, I think. Now, the idea is,
all those TV dollars that, you know, because if you start canceling games, you know, that's a lot of money. If you push that to the spring, you know, one thing, people will watch and you'll get your money. So you'll be able to secure that revenue.
Understood. But will you have the same quality? Will you have all the players that we are thinking? And let's just say the top 100 players in the draft that are going to be in that draft next year, next spring. Are you going to have 50% of them taking part? Right, the dynamic of where you're watching a kid or a young man grow and develop, and you're like, I want to see what they're going to do this year. I want to see what's going to separate Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. You know, I think that that's where you're going to get hit. Now, here's the other thing:
all right. Like Phillies, Cardinals, or Ohio State, Michigan, and it doesn't matter who's playing. You see those helmets? You're watching those helmets.
You're watching. No. You are watching. The question will be, who's playing? So you're going to watch the laundry, right?
Yes.
Who's playing in the laundry? And where's you're going to have quality because many of these programs have such crazy depth. But you're going to have some questions and question marks. A hypothetical. Powerhouse is North Dakota State, right? Well, you know, Carson Wentz is old school. They got a quarterback that is going to go in the top 10, Trey Lance. He is going to be...
Yep.
A great player. You're going to hear about him in the NFL and all this conversation next spring. He is going to be really, really good. He's in that conversation with Justin Fields as well as Trevor Lawrence. He is really talented.
I'm with you.
What if he decides he doesn't want to play?
Yeah.
What is it, you know, and then North Dakota State, a powerhouse, doesn't have the team that they believe that they were going to have.
Yeah,
that's the stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
so,
a great point.
I don't know. My fingers are crossed, but... honestly, I'm an optimistic person, and now it's under 50%.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, let me ask you about the NBA, and speaking of Disney and the great job that Disney's done in trying to put this thing together, what an undertaking, and it's pretty amazing, the technology, the use of technology, and getting all these guys down there. How do you kind of see this thing playing out for the Sixers? No fans, and it's going to be a blast because we're going to get basketball from noon Eastern till, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's going to be amazing. Hopefully everybody's safe and healthy. Well, that's not the conversation,
sure.
Right? Where I think it's dominating now, but like when we see the action, it's going to be incredible. Here's the one thing, you know, of all the years, right? When you look at the Sixers' success of all the years that now the home court is thrown out the door. And that shows some of the deficiencies of this team where they need sometimes a home crowd to get motivated. Now you don't have that, so there's no excuse. Hey, neutral court every day. Let's figure it out. I think the Sixers are probably that wild card team in the East. You got Ben healthy back, which I love. They needed Ben with his back now 100% and Brett Brown giving the green light. There's no excuses for this team. Personally, we know the talent that's on the court. We all know the talent. They've got to figure out the chemistry. And Tobias made a reference to it last week. And if you're down there, you've got nowhere else to go. You've got no worries about outside distractions. Maybe this is the bubble that they could figure it out in the East. Because I'll tell you one thing, Giannis ain't playing around, Ant. Giannis is next level.
Yeah.
And we need to see these two young stars in Philadelphia go next level. And I believe they have that.
Yeah,
I believe they have that drive to be next level. And I think the Sixers are that wild card in the East. And so, you know, I know the jockeying for that fifth seed, you know, we open up against the Pacers. And, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't matter where they are seated. Just get in and play well right now because you don't have that home court. You don't have to worry about it. do you now want to face the Bucks in the second round?
I know, right? Yeah, you want to push the Bucks off as far as possible. I'm with you.
Yeah, so I'm excited, man. I really am about this team. I think the window. Go figure, too, that the sidetrack here when you're talking about those small windows to play well. The Phillies on a 60-game schedule. Shoot, where was that the last 2 years when Gabe Kapler was actually decent the first 2 months, and then he fell apart?
I know.
I want to see Girardi in that 60-game. I feel really good with McCutcheon there and what the Phillies have in a 60-game window. Like, I'm excited about what's in front of
them. The Flyers were
rolling before it. Now, can they pick up that chemistry where they were in the spring? It should be really good the next 2 to 3 months. Let's just all hope we wear masks and make sure that we have football in the fall.
Oh, amen, brother. Amen. You are the greatest. You really are. What a treasure. We love you, Kevin. We love you.
And I appreciate it.
Be safe, okay, pal?
You too, man. Great catching up with you. And
awesome.
Can't wait to come back down there and we'll talk.
Please, let's get together. We love it. The great Kevin Negandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline.